Okay, the limud tonight is being sponsored by Talia and Itai Barish, Ili Nishmas Talia's grandfather, Mishulam Ben Tzvi, whose first yahrzeit is tonight. Shama should have an aliyah, and it also should be Ili Nishmas Talia's great-grandfather, Shmuel Yehuda Ben Chaim Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is also tonight. Shama should have an aliyah, and the Talmud Torah should be a schus for their neshamas. It's also being sponsored by Adina and Josh Schwartz, as a schus refuah shlema for Rachel Golda Basara Leah. It's Hashem, the Limud Torah should be a schus refuah shlema for Rachel Golda Basara Leah. Okay, so we are at the bottom of Tezvav and Mavezim. It's Hashem, we're going to do Tezayin and Aleph today. So the Gemara in the end of Tezvav and Mavez discusses the next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the last category of the Mishnah of needing dinim that need 71 dayanim. Ain done in loyas hashevet v'loyas hanavi sheker v'loyas hakoyin gadol LLP bezdin shel shivim ve'echot. So first we're going to analyze that first line. Ain done in loyas hashevet. What does it mean to be a shevet, that a shevet needs 71 dayanim? What's the context? What's the iser? What's the avera? Suck the Gemara, the bottom of Tezvav and Mabes. Hai shevet dechota b'mai. This shevet that's being choyta that now needs to be judged, what is the shevet, the whole shevet, shevet ben Yavin, shevet Yehuda, what is the shevet sinning? Ilem a shevet shechil lesa Shabbos, if it's talking about a whole shevet that is mechal Shabbos. Emer de polig rachmona ben yechidim lemerubim, linyan avaydus chichavim, b'shar mitzvahs mi polig. Mara says, we find precedents that the Torah really changed around the halachas completely when it comes to an amount of people and a larger transgression done by more people in the context of Avodah Zarah. It needs an analysis on its own. The sugyas are really tucked away at the end of Perek Chelek, Kufyud Gimel around Kufyud. So the Gemara has discussed that when the whole Ir Nidachas sins, so then suddenly their misa changes from skila to sayif, and a certain few other halachas apply to them. They don't have all their property is destroyed, and all of these halachas apply to them, as there's a tremendous transformation in their din, which needs a lot of explanation why that is, and what's the purpose of that, and what is the nature of the halacha. But the lemaisa of the Torah was mechadish that an ear rabbim that do avodah zarah, the halacha changes. But we don't find such a concept, although it's a big chil Hashem. You don't find such a concept when it comes to other averes. So by chil Shabbos, that's not going to be the case. So the Gemara says you're right. El b'shevet shehudach. We're talking about a shevet that was hudach, that became an irni. The shevet did avodah zarah, like the din of irni dachas, but by a whole shevet. Lameimer de bedina de rabim dainin onlay. So the Gemara says that what? So we treat them like an ear. We don't treat them like yachidim, because if it's a yachid, not only do we change, again, a yachid that does avodah zarah, he gets skila. He doesn't get sayif. The dinim of Yerni Dachas don't apply to him. But also another halacha doesn't apply to him. He gets killed with how many dayanim? 23 dayanim. Regular dinim nefashas. The second it becomes an Yerni Dachas, you have to jump to now 71 dayanim. So the Gemara is saying, so a shevet that does avodah zarah, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so that's going to be judged with 71 dayanim. So the Gemara says, who is this going according to? You're telling me that you treat this shevet, the bedina de rabim dainina light, we treat them like the halachas of an ir nidachas? But that doesn't fit. Come on. Loik Rab Yoshia v'loik Rab Yoinasa. This doesn't fit with any one of our opinions that judge the amount and explain what the definition of an ir nidachas is. The Sanya, because the Braisa says, Adkana oise ir nidachas. when is something considered an Irni Dachas? Miyud Va'ad Kuf. When a place has 10 people until 100 people. That's the Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, no, Rabbi Yonasan says the opposite. Mikuf V'ad Rubo Shel Shevet. It's an Irni Dachas if it's what? If it's from 100 until majority of the Shevet. So says the Gemara, I understand, but a whole Shevet doesn't fit Bein Rabbi Yonasan, Bein Rabbi Yoshua. So your analysis of a Shevet Shehuduch to have a din of Irni Dachas is incorrect according to all opinions in the Braisa. By the way, this halacha of how many people are in an Irni Dachas to be considered an ear, but not more than that, is brought down in the Raivan and Hilchos Megillah. The Raivan and Hilchos Megillah quotes the Yerushalmi that he says that it's important to know what's going to be an ear, what's going to be a kfar, because the Gemaras and Megillahs has different times for different areas when you could read the Megillah. The kfar can be Makdim, the first mission of Megillah can be Makdim Miyam HaKnista. So how do you figure out? The Rambam writes that certain criteria how you figure out that it's an ear or not. So the Ravid quotes this halacha that if it had depends on what the population is. The population also will now define whether or not it's going to be a kfar or whether it's not it's going to be an ear. Yeah. Oh, that's the Chazon Ish's problem. Chazon Ish doesn't understand the case. He says, "What? Since when does a shevet have anything to do with an ear?" He says, "An ear in Nidachas has to do with a city. So how did the Gemara even have Av? I mean, is it talking about a situation?" Chazon Ish says, "Is it no? I don't think so because the dinim of an ear still apply." So the Chazon Ish says, "Perhaps it's talking about a situation where the whole shevet was situated in one specific ear." And then you had a din of Irni Dachas, but also the whole Shevet was Hudach. They lived there. They lived there. They were inhabitants. Yeah. Right. That's the Chazon Ish's har. Right. That's his kasha. So what happens in this situation? Unless you have some other way to get around. But he asks your kasha. He says, I don't understand. They're not. If they're going to live dispersed within each other, it's not going to be an ear. So how are you going to have... How are you going to have that situation? So let's say you would have a situation that they're all living in one ear. Right. Irni Dachas never happened. That's true. But I think he does point out that it doesn't even work out within the history. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It says shave it? Uh-huh. So that's talking about the whole. Okay, let's see the maskana. Right, and the taich there is talking about. Okay, so let's see the maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that it can't be in a shevet. It can't be a shevet because it's already out of the bounds of what an Irni Dachas is. A few Rabbi Yonasan, and even Rabbi Yonasan that allows for a larger ear, loikamer el arubo, aval kulo, but a whole shevet, lo. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Masna, hacha benasi shevet shechataskin. And you're right. It's not talking about a shevet that did Avodah Zarah, a shevet that did Avodah Zarah. So if it's not talking about a shevet that did Avodah Zarah, so a shevet that does Avodah Zarah, what would be the din? Skila, 23 dayanim, no special din of Avir Nidachas. Major nafkamina is how we deal with this avodah zarah. Do we deal it like a yachid or like a rabbin? So Gemara says, "Miloy Amar of Adar Bar Ava." So you're talking about a nasi that does a chait in any one of the misas bezdin. He can't be judged in a regular court of 23 dayanim. He has to be judged with 71. Amar of Adar Bar Ava kol adavar agadol yavi alech dvarv shel gadol. Hainami gadol hu. So the Gemara says. Kol adavar agadol yaviu elecha dvarv shel gadol. Not only should you bring something difficult to Moshe Rabbeinu, but you should bring the actual court cases that are being prosecuted against the nasi, and that is the category of the shevet. Didn't mean the shevet; it means the nasi shall shevet. because of this kasha, because it can't be shevet shuvudach. So Gemara says, Ula Amar Blazer beboyin al iski nachlas. Total different example. Total different explanation. Ula says it's talking about where you have a machlokes within the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Uketchilaso shel Eretz Yisrael. Right? And it's just like the beginning of inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. Matchilaso shivim ve'echot, just like the beginning when Klal Yisrael got their nachla. Right? There was the necessity to have 71 dayanim. So too, our Mishnah is saying that you need 71 dayanim in any machlokes l'inyan nachla. There's a machlokes in the shevet about the borders. So the Gemara says, if that's going to be the case, that that's how you're going to know you're going to need 71 dayanim for any machlokes, so you shouldn't be suffice with only 71 dayanim. Imat chilasa kalpe urim v'tumim v'chol Yisrael afkan kalpe urim v'tumim v'chol Yisrael. You should make everything like the original Nesina of Eretz Yisrael. And clearly, we're not going to have that in Urim V'Tumim. We didn't even have Gemara Yuma says we didn't have an Urim V'Tumim in the second Beis HaMikdash. So we're not going to have an Urim V'Tumim, and therefore, we're not going to need 71 Dayanim to resolve a dispute amongst the Nachla. Ela Machvarta Kidrav Masna. Really, the best pshat is the Nasi that of the Shevet that does an Avera. So we go back to that second answer. So Ravina says, Ravina Amar Lo'ela M'Shevet Shehudach. No, let's go back to the original answer, and we're going to say that it's talking about a Shevet that does Yer Nidachas. U'dekakashelach B'dine D'Rabim Dainin Unlay. And the Gemara says, you're going to treat him like an Yer Nidachas, but isn't it over the numbers? So Gemara says, in Achal Gav T'Katlinan B'Yochid. Even though, what, we're killing them like a yachid, which means what, says Rashi, the dina shel shevet b'skila. You're right. They're out of the parsha of Ir Nidachas. They're not going to get the punishment of Sayif, which is the din of an Ir Nidachas, and they're not going to lose all their nechasim. They're going to have inheritance towards their children, even though they're going to be killed. So they're not going to have the din of a dina, of dina derab. But Beidina derabim dayanim alei, but we're still going to kill them with 71 dayanim. So you have this half and half case. You have a shevet that did avodah zarah. A shevet that did avodah zarah is already uprooted from the category of being an ear. It's not an ear in idachas, but it's still not sufficient for you to kill them with 23 dayanim. Even though they're all going to get skila, they're not going to get the punishment of an Yer Nidachas, they're going to need 71 dayanim for the following reason. Why? It's a pasuk. What's this pasuk talking about? Skila. That when I want to administer skila to a person, it has to be es ha'ishahu o es ha'ishahi. So the Torah was mimait. Ish vi isha atamotzi l'sha'arecha. When it comes to a man and woman, I can kill by the bezdin of sha'arecha, the bezdin of chav gimel. Vi atamotzi kol ya'ir kul l'sha'arecha. Hachanami, ish vi isha atamotzi l'sha'arecha. Vi atamotzi kol ha'sheve kul l'sha'arecha. And if it's not going to go to my sha'arecha, where's it going to go? It's going to go to the bezdin agadol v'yushalayim, the bezdin of ayin aleph. So Gemara says, you're right. It's not that the Shevet Shehudach has a din of an Ir Nidachas. There's a specific Zer Zakasiv telling me that I have to kill them with the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Fine. Let's go right there. So Gemara says, Lo Yasanavi Sheker. A person who is claiming to be a prophet, the Sheker. So the Gemara says, you can't kill him with the Sanhedrin of Chaf Gimel. You have to kill him with the Sanhedrin Agadol, with Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. So Gemara says, Minon Limili. What's the marker for this, that you need the big Sanhedrin for a Novi Sheker? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Asya Hazoda Hazoda Mizokin Mamre. V'gzer Shavu. Just like by Zokin Mamre, you need what? The Sanhedrin Agdol, Amala Hala Mishivim Ve'echod, Afkan Mishivim Ve'echod. Just like over there, you need the Sanhedrin Gdoila. So too, over here, you need the Sanhedrin Gdera. Okay? Va'azada kiksiva b'ktalahu diksiva? Says the Gemara, but that's problematic. The hazada that's said by a Zakin Mamre is said by the point in time that you're going to kill him. Rashi says, kiksiva b'ktala ksivi, uktala didei b'esrim u'shlosha, t'chiksiv v'kamta v'alisa b'ora ksiv, sh'bon l'sholo, mayoru v'chozu l'iro, imhor l'asas k'bitchila nidon k'shara m'umasim b'chav gimel. Says the Gemara, but the pasuk of Hazada is said in what context? When you're going to put the Zakin Mamre to death. If you're going to put the Zakin Mamre to death, how are you going to put him to death? You need to put him to death, says the Gemara, with 23 Dayanim. So if you're going to put him to death with 23 Dayanim, that's now going to be a very bad limud to now learn that a Navi Sheker needs 71 Dayanim. So Gemara says, you're right. El Amr Ish Lakish, Gamr Dover Dover Miyamar. Also, so the Gemara says, you're right, you learn another Gzeira Shaba from the Hamra, which means what? There are two stages of a Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is not only, he originally argues with his Bezdin, then he schleps up to the Sedran Adran Agdala, right? Finally, he's arguing on the Bezdin Agadol, and then he goes back to teach against what the Bezdin Agadol told him. He ignores what the Bezdin Agadol instructed him, and he's Mamre against him, so then the Bezdin kills him and puts him to death. So, meaning, he needs a Hamra, he needs to rebel against the Bezdin Agadol, against the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. So as long as we have a limud to kill the Navi Sheker from the word of Dover that was used at the Shas Hamra, that could now be a source for the necessity of 71 Dayanim, even by a Navi Sheker, because part of the Parsha that says Dover by Zakin Mamre is also by 71 Dayanim. So the Gemara asks, V'lahadr Zakin Mamre v'ligmor hazada hazada mi Navi Sheker. So why don't we learn back to Zakin Mamre that he should need 71 Dayanim to need what? To kill Zakin Mamre. So the Gemara says, Dover Dover Gamer Hazada Hazada Lo Gamer. So this is Rashi says that we don't, even though a person could don a Kavul Chomer on his own, Rashi says, Agzeira Shava, you can't make up on his own, and it's whatever Halacha Moshe Misina, whatever the Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, that's the Gzeira Shava we're going to learn, and we were given the Gzeira Shava of Dover Dover, we weren't given the Gzeira Shava of Hazada Hazada. So if you have the Rambam, so the Rambam here, in the laws in Hilchos Mamre, he talks about the Zakin Mamre. So he says the Ketzad in Halachas, the Ketzad done in Perakim Halachas, the Ketzad done in Zakin Mamre. Be'eshi yipala adover v'yorei b'chachma magia l'ora. This is something we spoke about in the past. A Zakin Mamre can't be with anyone. He has to be of a certain stature. So Machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. What does that mean? The Rambam holds he has to be Higiel Ora, he has to have smicha. And Rashi holds that he has to be 40 years old. Bein b'davar sheyira be'enav, bein b'davar sheyikabel mirabosav. Arehu v'acholken imun olum Yerushalayim. They go up, they start a machlekes, they go up to Yerushalayim. U'bon le'bezdin shal pesach harabais. First they come to the outer bezdin. U'omer len bezdin kachu adin. Im shama v'kibel mumut. Im lav kulen bon le'bezdin shal pesach hazar. If he still wants to argue, he goes up to the bezdin in the pesach hazar. And you go through the deliberation, and if he wants to be Mekabel, okay. If not, you keep going, and you go to the Bezdin Shebelishka Sagazish, Shemisham Torah Yotze Lechol Yisrael, Shenemer Menamakam Ahu, Ubezdin Omelo Kachu Adin Yotzen Kulam, Chazer Zea Chochem Shecholak Al Bezdin Leira Vishana Velima Kederach Shulamed Hareze Potter, Hora Latos Osha Osako Roso Chayav Misa Vintarach Lasra. If he changes his mind, then he's fine. But if he goes against the Bezdin HaGadol, then he's Chayav Misa and he doesn't get Hasra. One of the examples of a person who doesn't get Hasra, like a Mesis. Hafil Nasan Tam Derav, In Shomon Lo, El Kevin Shabo Edim Sha'asu, Ka'arasa, O Shahora, La Chayim, Las Gomer Medina La Misa, Be Bezdin Shebe'iro. So, sounds like 23, right? Be Tovsin Olo, Oso Umalin, Oso Misham, Yerushalayim. So who kills him? Bezan HaGadol. Bezan HaGadol killed him. So what's happening with the 23 Dayanim? 23 Dayanim L'chora are paskening that he's Chayiv Misa. So that's against our Gemara. Again, what did our Gemara say? Everybody say. Our Gemara said that what? So who kills him? 23. Ram is against our Gemara. Ram is against our Gemara. So, to be honest, it's not such a problem. Because it's a Machalekes Tanar. If you turn to Daf Pei Tes, the Mishnah quotes a Machalekes Tanar about this. Mishnah says, "Ein mi misin oso lo bebezdin shebeiro, lo bebezdin shebeyavne, elamalin oso lebezdin agodosh bishalayim, umeshamrin oso adarego, ma misin oso berego, shnemer v'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro, v'lo yazidun o, divrei rekiva." Rabbi Yehuda omer, "Ein ma'anez dino shel ze." No, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is inu yadin, this is not right. "El mi misin oso miyad v'kos v'shochen shluchin v'chol ha'mekomos, ish ploni mischayiv misa bebezdin." So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that as long as you put it in the papers, that's enough of a achrazah. And Rabbi Akiva clearly held that no, you have to actually do the misa there. So the Rambam l'chora paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but what's interesting over here is that the Rambam seems to combine both of them. Let's see the Rambam also in Helchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam in the top of Halacha Aleph, the chain ein nase zakim mamre v'lo onshin ir nidachas v'lo mashkin es hashoyte ela bebezdin agadol. The Rambam clearly writes over here, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah at the top corner, the Kesef Mishnah writes, v'nirish alizet, the second line, v'nirish alizet, amrinim b'demimitha zakim mamre b'shel esim v'shel shav amra osol b'inan al pibezdin shel ayin aleph. Means you need the hamra'a. Like you said, Abe, to be in front of 71, he has to rebel against the 71 Dayanim. But the killing has to be misaso is with 23. Vnirishal is then iskavin rabinu. Look at the Kesef Mishnah's diak and the Rambam. The she'ein osin zakin mamre. What do you need 71 Dayanim for? To make the asiya. The low cost of ein mimisin zakin mamre. The kashulan mi disnam perik basta the Sanhedrin gabi zokin mamre in memisno son lo bebezin shavir of lo bebezin shaviyamne elamalin os lo bebezin agol shavishalayim vinishar lana ladas mi nine shein mamidin. Okay, so that's it. So the Rambam clearly here, if I just had this Rambam in perik Sanhedrin, perik evil Sanhedrin, I would think that all the Rambam needs the bezin agol for is for the process to rebel against the Sanhedrin and Gedol. But then you look at, first of all, the way the Rambam paskins from the Gemara and Peites, the Rambam paskins that no, the Misa has to be administered by the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, right? But that's not exactly what he says in Halacha Perek Gimel. Because again, what does he say? Gomrim dino lemisa bebezdin shabiro. So who's administering the misa's bezdin? Chav Gimel. Sorry, not administering. Who's the pronouncement? Right. Who's the pronouncement? Who's the psak din? It's the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. So that's going to resolve our Gemara. But then what type of halach is this? So then why do you have to? The Rambam seems to combine these Mishnah here and Mishnah here. If I would just have the Mishnah on Peites, so I would say, if you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, leave Bezan HaGadol alone. Let's do the job over here. Let's finish the job. Let's do everything over here at 23 Dayan. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not the case. I thought what that meant was that, okay, Rabbi Akiva is going to be against this Gemara. Rabbi Akiva is going to be against this Gemara. I mean, when the Gemara says the Bezdin that's going to paskin a din of a Zokin Mamre, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that is Ayin Aleph. It's not 23. The Psak din of a Zokin Mamre is insufficient with 23 Dayanim. Now, what bothers me is that the Gemara never said anything about this being Tali on a Machlek as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, which is very strange. But also, you have to also connect the dots back to the Mishnah. Again, what did the Mishnah say? Ain't done lo as a shev, lo as a navi sheker, lo as a kohen gadol. All be business shel shivim ve'echad. I have a question. You want to tell me that the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Fine, I'll give it to you. Again, our Gemara clearly said that the psak is with 23, and you can't learn navi sheker from zaken mamre, right? So our Gemara, you want to kvetch to me? I think it's a little strange that the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda based on the Gemara Mishnah and Peites. But what's with this Mishnah? Why wouldn't the Mishnah say that it's going Zu Divrei? The Mishnah should say that there's an additional person according to Rabbi Akiva. It should say Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. It's very, very strange. Stam Mishnah is neither. It's Rabbi Meir. So what are you going to do over here? So Rav Soloveitchik had a fascinating approach, which I think deals with a lot of our questions over here. He was really coming just to explain how the Rambam, on the one hand, said that this is going to be a psak of a 23 day on him, which clearly the Rambam saw this within Rabbi Akiva, but at the same time, you're going to schlep him up and bring him up to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. What is that? If the Dayan and Paskin, so let them finish the job. What are you delaying things? Rabbi Yehuda's right. So he doesn't quote this, but there's a Knesset Hagdoila. That the Knesset Hagdoila says, you schlep him up. The Rambam is saying, you schlep him up. And the Psak is going to be with 23 Dayanim. Listen to what this Knesset Hagdoila says. And it's enough to have 23 Dayanim even when you go back up to Yerushalayim. Because the Din has to be with 23 Dayanim, like our Gemara says. But within the number of the 23 Dayanim of that's going to administer the capital punishment over here, make sure that there are some members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. This is like even more bothersome than anything we've talked about before. And now you're going to mix and match and say, you know what? So Cesar Soloveitchik, Al Pidin. The Mishnah does not include a Zaken Mamre. You do not need Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph to kill a Zaken Mamre. But the Rambam is telling you that you have to schlep him up for the Shas Misa. Why? It has to be in front of the Ayin Aleph. And I'm telling you that the Knesset HaGedolah is telling you that even if it's with 23 Dayanim over there, it has to be with some members of the Ayin Aleph. Why? The Seder of Soloveitchik, there's a Gemara on Peches. The Gemara has a Deya that if the Bez Din HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim is Moichel, the Zaken Mamre is not Chayiv Misa. We happen to not Paskin like that Deya. But the reason why we don't Paskin is not necessarily because we disagree fundamentally with it. Cesar Soloveitchik, by the fact that you could have a tzat, that the Bez Din HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim could be Moichel, and therefore pater this Zaken Mamre that's arguing with the Rabbonim Gedolim Machashuvim Shebi Yerushalayim, sounds like the Din of Zaken Mamre is a Pchisas Kovid to the Kovid of the Bez Din HaGodol. And if they chose to be Moichel, that day held, so then there's no Mechayev of that Isser of Zaken Mamre, of that Chiv Misa, of Zaken Mamre.
Now, you'll tell me we don't paskin like that, so we must disagree. It could be that we don't paskin because, like we pointed out, the Sanhedrin Gedolah doesn't only represent their own kavod, but they represent all of Am Yisrael, like we pointed out in many of the shiurim that we mentioned, one of the elements of the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, what it represents. So there could be a technicality that they can't be Moichel. But when you talk about the issue of Zakin Mamre, the Zakin Mamre is a person who's rebelling against the Bezdin HaGadosh B'Yerushalayim. So argued of Soloveitchik, perhaps, even though his din misa is really nitan for the 23 dayanim, but the shas misa has to be with the Sanhedrin being there to demonstrate that this person is being killed for the p'chisas kavod, for the hamra'ah, for the rebellion against these people. They're part of the mechayiv of his misa. So therefore it's crucial that they should be there for the shas misa. And that's why the Rambam said, even though it's being a psak of 23, they're not going to administer it, they're not going to carry it out, they're going to schlep him up and do the misa in front of the 71 dayanim, which we never had in any other case than any other halacha, that the different bezdin is going to be there at the shas misa than the ones that pask. And I think that that would be the pshat also according to the Knesset HaGdolah. According to the Knesset HaGdolah, that it's sufficient, since it's a din of 23, you don't even need the 71 by the shas misa. You just have to make sure that this 23 dayanim have some members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Why? Because again, that's the machayev. That's the reason why this person is getting killed. It's not sufficient for him just to have a psak din. Has to be b'shas misa that the people that he now went up against and rebelled against are now going to be present to now allow him to now be killed. Nafkamina, what happens if the Sanhedrin Gedolah? What happens if the Sanhedrin Gedolah would not, well, the truth is you wouldn't have Misa then. They wouldn't be in there in the Lishkas HaGazus, you wouldn't have a Chi of Misa anyways. But if there is no Sanhedrin Gedolah there, so then it could be that there's no Chi of Misa in such a situation because you wouldn't be able to carry out. It's a fascinating idea that when it comes to this din of Zakim Amri, it's not sufficient just to paskin that this guy now is Chayav Misa and now let's just carry out what we paskin. No. Now the actual Misa has to be in the presence of possibly another type of court, or even if it's the same type of court, members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, because the Sibas Hachir, the reason why he's getting Misa is because of his rejection and his rebellion and what he was teaching against these Dayanim HaChashuvim and his Pchisas Kavod for them. So therefore, part and parcel of the rectification and his way to get Chiyuv Misa is only if the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph is going to be present there. Otherwise, I mean, the kashas are so glaring. Stimming this, our Gemara, which takes as a Dover Pashut, that it's Chav Gimel, and you stim that with the Mishnah, and you try to shim that with our Mishnah, there's something that has to be explained with this Rambam, and apparently there's some element to the Ayin Aleph in the Shas Misa that's not only part of the Psak Din, because of the nature of the Isser over here, of the Hamra, of the rebellion, of the Zakin Mamra. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rav Shemachal Akfoldo Kfoldo Machal. No, Rav Shemachal Akfoldo Kfoldo Machal. Rav Shemachal Akfoldo Kfoldo Machal. We pass King Kfoldo Machal. Yeah. Mar says, Tam Chacham Shemachal Akfoldo Kfoldo Machal, because Torah Dileihu. Because the Torah becomes your Torah. It's not anymore. Gemara says that it removes itself from being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and now becomes part and parcel of you. You're now a Bailam in the Torah. A Melech can't be Meichel. And that din of Melech not being able to Meichel also needs a Hezver. Why can't a Melech Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machal? So the Pashtus is something like what we're trying to say by the Ayin Aleph. The Melech is not his personal Kavod. Either the Melech represents the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what some of Farshim explain, that he only has a Malchus because he of HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him the Malchus. So who is he? How could you make yourself a melech? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mati you to melech. Now you're going to be meichel on the melech, so ask for the Rabbi Shalom, who's the bailam of the malchus. Or the pashup shot, as many Rishonim say, Sefer HaChinuch sounds like, he's only a melech because of the Am. So how can he be meichel on his kavod? It's not his mouth. It's not his covenant. It's the Am's covenant. So if Sanhedrin has that element, so now we can understand why the Sanhedrin can't be Meichel. But we want to ask, how could there even be a tzad that Mechila can remove? There's no that you did something wrong to me. You know, I could be Meichel you, and suddenly that's going to be a help you in a Chi of Misa. Even Tshuva never helps you. It's a Shaila in the Neid B'Yehuda. Why doesn't Tshuva, why can't Tshuva help for Misa's Bezdin? Shaila Noid Bihuda has a tshuva, but why doesn't if tshuva is really, if we really want to make a big deal about tshuva, so then prove it. So now I want to do tshuva, and the Gemara says that many of the people, they tried to convince the people that were Chayv Mises Bezdin to do tshuva, and yet it didn't work. It didn't stop it. Hi, tshuva is Hareini Ka'acher. The Rambam says I have a new name. Why are you killing me? I don't have that idea anymore. I'm not okay. So the Noid Bihuda works on that shaila. Why tshuva can't work in this world? For this, our hands are tied. But with one exception. Yerani Dachas might, Tshuva might work. Okay, Vaita. Ninveh was not Mises Bezdin. Ninveh was Mises V'Dishamayim. Tshuva for sure works Mises V'Dishamayim. No. Tshuva for sure works Mises V'Dishamayim. That's why we sell all our seats for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm saying, Tshuva's not going to work then. You know, we're in big trouble. Fine. The lawyer is a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says you need to judge the Kohen Gadol with Sanhedrin of 71. So Gemara says, Minoni Mile, how do you know that you have to judge a Kohen Gadol with a Sanhedrin of 71? Amar of Adabar Abda, Amar Krah. Kol Adabar Agadol Yaviu Elech. The Pasuk says in Yisro, right? Yeah. Pasuk says that Yisro said all the difficult things, we should have lower courts, and all the difficult things should come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Dvar of Shel Gadol, so what does that mean? It means that Dvar of Shel Gadol means for the Kohen Gadol. Meisve, so the Gemara, in fact, the Kasha, is that true? Dvar Gadol, Dvar Kasha, Ata Omer Dvar Kasha, O Eino Ol Dvar of Shel Gadol. Is it Dvar Kasha, or is it Dvar of Shel Gadol? Kishu Omer Es HaDvar HaKasha, since there's a Pasuk that already states, Dvar HaKasha Yaviu No Moshe, Hari Dvar HaKasha Omer, so you already have the difficult thing that's said that's going to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, Who the Amr ki aitan desanya? This is like the other brayse. The Dvar Gadol, Dvar Shel Gadol. At Omer Dvar Shel Gadol, we know Dvar Kasha. Kshu Omer Dvar Kasha, Aver Dvar Kasha Amr. Amanim and come Dvar Shel Gadol, Dvar Shel Gadol. Since the Torah repeated itself and said Dvar Gadol after Dvar Kasha, and Dvar Kasha was already said, so Dvar Gadol obviously doesn't mean a difficult entity. It means the din of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the din of a Kohen Gadol needs Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom Ayin Aleph. The High Tana Trei Kro Lamli. So the Gemara says, and the man da Amr that doesn't learn Dvar HaGadol to mean Kohen Gadol, but rather it means what? Dvar HaKasha. So why do you need two psukim to tell me Dvar HaKasha? So the Gemara says, Mani Mekayim Dvar HaGadol. High Tana Trei Kro Lamli. Chad L'Tzava Ba'am of Chad L'Asiya. One to command you. To go to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Dvar HaKasha, and ones that they actually carried it out. The Idach Imkein Lichtoiv Oy Gadol Gadol Oy Kasha Kasha, My Gadol My Kasha. Why did it switch it? Shma Mina Tarti, so I can learn both the fact that there was a Tzivoy and an Asiya, and also the fact that the Dvar Shel Kohen Gadol has to be of the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. So now the Gemara poses the following suffix. Boy Rablazer. So Rablazer has the following suffix. So you know that a Kohen Gadol has to be judged with 71 Dayanim. Shoro shel Kohen Gadol bekama. What if the axe of a Kohen Gadol? So Rashi says, Dafka Shor Nogach. I don't know what compelled Rashi to say Shor Nogach. There's a few different cases that were possible. You could have Shor Sherova, that also usually has 23 Dayanim, we learned. Or Shor Shenogach. But Rashi specifically limited our Gemara to be Shor Shenogach. So Gemara wants to know Bekama. So when the Gemara says, Lemisas Bailim Didemi Daminam Lay, do we make a parallel to this specific Bailim? So if the Kohen Gadol owned an axe, this axe now would have to be judged with 71 Dayanim? Oidilma Lemisas Bailim Da Alma Daminam Lay. Or do you say no? Do you compare it to Mises Bailim da Alma? Which means most people, which would be
23 Dayanim. Again, so what's the Gemara assuming? You remember, the Gemara says, how do you know a shore that's Nogeach needs 23 Dayanim? So Gemara says there's a Pasuk. Kemisas HaBailim, Gam Balav Yumos, Kemisas HaBailim, Kach Misas HaShor. There's a hekesh between the Misa of the Bailim that gets 23 Dayanim if he kills, to the Misa of the Shor when he kills. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the nature of that limud? Is that limud now specifically to, in general, Misas Bailims? That there should be 23 Dayanim? Or to this specific case, because over here, or Dvar of Shalkoin Gadol will be with Ayin Al. So the Gemara says, I don't know. The Gemara leaves off in a sophic. Amar Abai means to come, but Abai le Shoro. Abai says, why are you asking specifically by a shore? Mechlal de Mamoinu Pshita le. Let's say the Kohen Gadol had a Din Torah about, I don't know, some financial case, some asset, some other issue. Not a shore shenogach. Mal de same a whole because of Kol Dover Agol. So the Gemara says, the Mamoinu Pshita le. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So the Gemara says, yeah, we know that that's not going to be Ayin Alf. Mal de same a whole because of Kol Dover Agol. Kol Dorosh Gadol, Kamash Malon. So Gemara says, no, I would have thought maybe Kol Dorosh Gadol, Kamash Malon, that it's not, and it's only the suffix by Shor. So what is Takadidi? So the Rambam doesn't tell us. The Rambam doesn't pask in this Gemara. He doesn't tell us if a Shor or Shokoyin Gadol, not a Shaila that comes up too often, the Shor of a Koyin Gadol needs Ayin Aleph or needs 23. So it comes along the Gilyan Marisha in the back of our Gemaras. And he says, I'll tell you why the Rambam didn't tell you. Because the Rambam paskin a different Gemara. If you look in the Eitzer Mefarshim of the Gemara, it's a short, it's in the second of the Otsum Mefarshim. I'll read it out loud. Berambam lesamizeh. The Rambam does not quote this halacha. V'aymikasa Mishnah, Perakeus, Sanhedrin, halacha Aleph. So it says there, Ayin Perak Yud Minizke Mammon halacha Zayin. Look at the Rambam Paskin in Perak Yud Minizke Mammon halacha Zayin. V'hulag makamon daf Ayin Chesem et Aleph. And this is a Gemara. He's Paskin the Gemara on daf Ayin Chesem et Aleph. What's the Gemara? Amar Rava, Shor Shel Adam Trefa Shaharag, Potter. What's the Gemara? The Gemara in Ayin Ches, Amin Aleph, tells us that if a Shor is Noigeach, another person and he kills him, so you would think that you should have the din of Shor Shenogav, you should kill the Shor, but his Bailim is a Trefa, so Gemara says the Shor is Potter. Why is the Shor Potter? In Bailav Yumos. Kemises HaBailim, Kach Mises HaShor. So if the Bailim is a Trefa, and the Bailim cannot have what? The Gemara says, you can't have Edus HaTayochal Azima. You can't tell me that your Edus, that now you're going to give testimony about this person, is now going to be Edus, because how are you going to be Mazim these Edim? What did these Edim try to do? They tried to kill what? Let's talk about not a case of. Let's talk about Echad Shaharig is a treifa. And Aiden want to come and testify. So is a good testimony? Person is mamish on it. He's a treifa. He's like what we spoke about a few weeks ago. He's mamish. He's going to die. He's what the Gemara calls a gavrik tail. He's technically living, but he's a treifa. So now Aiden walk in and say he killed him. Is that Aiden? The Gemara says that's Aiden that you can't accept. Why is that Aiden that I can't accept? Because I can't be mazim these Edom. Because how can I say kasher zamam? You're going to get ritzicha like what you tried to do? No, I'm not. I never tried to do ritzicha. Why? Because I tried to kill a gavrik dela. I didn't try to kill a living being, a perfectly healthy person. So now the Gemara says, so too when it comes to a misas hashor of an adam treifa. Just like by the bailim, you can't kill him. Because what? He's a gavrik tail, he's a treifa. So too by the shore. So says the Gilyan Marasha. Unbelievable aura, the Gilyan Marasha. The Rambam, you think, didn't paskin like this? Of course the Rambam paskin like this. The Rambam paskin, that Gemara. So I have a different question.
How could our Gemara have this suffix? Why isn't it dependent on the... No one connects these two Gemaras before the Gilyam Arsha. But why isn't our Gemara totally dependent on that Gemara? Doesn't that Gemara assume that you're taking into account the Kemisas HaBailim, Kemisas HaShor? Is Mamish Kemisas HaShor? That we're Mamish looking at this very case, and we're looking how healthy the owner is, and what his status is, and what his situation is? So too, you're going to do that. That's going to be to the Bailam of the Kohen Gadol. And if the Kohen Gadol needs Ayin Aleph, so then the Shor is going to need Ayin Aleph. How do these Gemaras exist independently? How could the Gemara have a suffix of whether or not you would need 71? Do we link the Shor to the owner specifically in the Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara is saying by a Trefa that owns the Shor that he would be Potter from Misa. So we'll stop there. Listen to your answers.